We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the top of the Amud. A little bit of middle of a sugya. So we just had Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both said that you don't mention Ahanisim in Musaf, the lands of Chanukah. How do you have Musaf and Chanukah? If it's Rosh Chodesh or if it's Shabbos, you don't mention Ahanisim. That's what Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said. And we also had two Ravs. One Rav said that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh by Haftarah. If it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha of Haftarah. You don't say Baruch Hashem Akadosh Shabbos v'Rosh Chodeshim. And if it's Minchas Haftarah on a Yom Tov, you also don't say mention Yom Tov. And those days they read on Shabbos Haftarah. So Gemara says, "V'les Hilchos L'Kohen Shmeinsa." We don't paskin like Rav Huna or Rav Yehuda, and we don't pass like Rav Gidl and Rav Achdavi B'Shem Rav. And what comes out? That, of course, you do say Al Nisim by Musaf, and you will mention Yom Tov by Mincha. Now, what about Rosh Chodesh by Haftarah? So that, Rashi sounds like also, we will mention Rosh Chodesh by Haftarah, but Taisha says we don't pass like that, we do pass like that, Rav, and you don't mention Rosh Chodesh by Haftarah. When you say Ne'ilah, even though Ne'ilah is no shaykhis to Shabbos, you never say Ne'ilah on Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah. Rashi says, you say, V'atitin lonu es yoyim ha-menoyach, v'yoyim ha-kipurim hazeh, v'choyis ha-mekadosh Shabbos yoyim ha-kipurim. Why? Yoim hu shenischayev arba tefilos. It's a yoim that ischayev with four tefilos. And therefore you mention Shabbos. Same thing al nisim. It's a yoim that ischayev four tefilos. You'll say al nisim by musaf. By the way, when the Gemara says ischayev arba tefilos, means by day. Of course, it's five tefilos altogether if you count Meir. But upon him, from Rishum Alei, we see not like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. And of course, you'll mention al nisim by musaf, and that's our minute. So the word Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa Amrit, he said Hilchasa Kerem Shuma Levi, that we say Al Nisim by Musaf of Chanukah, and you say Shabbos by Ne'ilah. But Kaim will Hilchasa Kerava, Dama Rava. Yom Tov Shechali is B'Shabbos. Rava says Yom Tov that was Chal on Shabbos. Shliach Tzibur Hayyeri Lefnei Ateva Arvis Ain Tzor Klasho Yom Tov. A Yom Tov that lands up on Shabbos. Then at night, Friday night, that's Yom Tov, the Shliach Tzibur Yerech Ne'atev. What does that mean? There's no Chazar Shatz. It means when you say Me'ein Sheva, Mogin Oves B'dvara, you don't mention Yom Tov in that. Ain't Tzorek L'Haskash Yom Tov. Why? Shemol Shabbos, Ain't Shliach Tzibur Yered Arves B'Yom Tov. Because when after Shabbos, you wouldn't have Me'ein Sheva on Yom Tov. So what do you see? You see that even though Yom Tov has all, we have all the tefillahs today, and all the tefillahs you mention Yom Tov, for some reason in Me'ein Sheva you don't mention Yom Tov, so it's a kasha. Why shouldn't you mention Yom Tov in Me'ein Sheva? We should mention that we end the Me'ein Sheva in Mekadosh Shabbos. We say Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. So the Gemara, no, hachi ashta, hosam v'dinu d'afilu v'Shabbos na'am le'tzorach. Really, by Meir by Shabbos, you shouldn't have to say Me'ein Sheva. There's no din chazar so shatz really on Meir. Why do we say that? Why do we say Me'ein Sheva? So Rashi explains, Rabbonu Dekinu Mishum Sakana. The Rabbonu was Sakana because of Sakana. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? He says, the whole week, everyone davened at home. Because they finished working, they davened at home. The only time they davened in the Tzibur is only on Friday night. And Friday night, a lot of times people came late. Their shuls were in the fields, were like in a deserted place. And sometimes people came a little late, and they davened a little long. And if we finish davening right away, they're going to end up being in the Beis Medrash themselves, and it's going to be dangerous. Therefore, they stretched out davening a little bit by making an extra thing called Me'ein Sheva. So the whole thing is only a sakana, it's only an extra thing, it's only a chumra ba'alma, it's not really part of the tefillah. Therefore, you're not going to mention Yom Tov. Let's read it inside. Hosam dinu da'afilu v'shavas na'amle tzorach rabbonu v'tekinu v'shum sakana. Avahocha, but regarding Al Nisim, yoyim hu shu nishchai v'ar tefillahs. There's real four chi of tefillahs, four tefillahs for real. And therefore, you're not going to mechalek between the different tefillahs. And you mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in every single tefillah, or Anisim in every single tefillah. And it's not like Me'ein Sheva. Me'ein Sheva, the whole thing is only a takana, because takana is not a real bracha. And therefore, it's not a real part of the tefillah, and therefore you don't add on Yom Tov. So let's go back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is talking about the inhalator light with certain type of fats. And it says, and the Tanakhama says, that you're not madlik, not ba'alya, and not ba'chelev. Nochem Hamadi says, you could use chelev ha'mavoshu, which means melted chelev, because there it's melted, so you can use it. And the Chachamim say, no, echad mavushal, ve'echad shein mavushal, ein madlikim boim. The Chachamim say, not. Zok the Gemara, Chachamim, hainu Tanakhama. Is the Chacham like Tanakhama? Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to use chelev. And the Chachamim say, echad mavushal, ve'echad shein mavushal, ein madlikim boim. So what's the difference between Tanakhama and the Chachamim? And for the Gemara, Ike Benayu, the Rav Bruno Amarav. The difference is Rav Bruno Amarav. We had before, Rav Bruno Amarav said that if you add on good shemen to the chelev, it's mutter to use. Even though the chelev is not allowed to use, but if you add on shemen, you're allowed to use it. The Gemara explained before that even the ones who say that chelev that's mavushal, that's melted, they're not allowed to use, is a gzeira otu chelev that's congealed. So the Gemara said, if you add shemen to it, that would be a gzera, and Rabbi Bruno said, it's mutter. So to our Gemara, that if you add on shemen, it's really machlekes Tanakhama and the Chachamim. Who holds what? V'loy misaymu. It's not clear who holds what. Is it pshat the Chachamim who say, echad mevushal v'echad mevushal v'echad mevushal, it means in if you add shemen, or it's a Tanakhama who says, v'loy b'chelev means, in any case, that if you add, even if you add shemen, it's no good. So v'loy misaymu, we're not sure which man the Yom, the Tanakhama or the Chachamim is one who's more machmer, that even if you add good shemen to the chelev mavushal, you can't light with it. Tosfos handles that really, usually, the last man the Yom is moisif and says the most. So if you say here, Chacham is most machmer, because he's the last one. So Tosfos's answer is that here it's not the same, because here you have a in between, Nochem Hamadi, who's mekel, even chelev mavushal without adding shemen is mutter. So it's not a raya. Maybe he's just being moisif on Nochem Hamadi, and if it's not a raya, he's being moisif on a Tanakhama. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein madlikim shemen sreifa b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to use shemen of truma temeya. We'll see in the Gemara why. You're not allowed to use shemen sreifa on yomtiv to light your candles. You're not allowed to use it on yomtiv. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, ein madlikim b'itron b'nekavod Shabbos. Back to Shabbos, you're not allowed to be madlik with tar, a type of fuel that comes from tar. You can't madlik on Shabbos. Why not? Because kavod Shabbos, since it goes out, no, since it's bad smell, Rashi says, itron is a bad smell. So people are not going to want to eat next to the bad smell. They're going to go into a different room as it's dark. So with covered Shabbos, you're not allowed to be madlik with itron, which doesn't smell good. All oils, including itron. We'll see. He's matir v'shemen shumshemen, with sesame oil, v'shemen agoizim, with nut oil, walnut oil. V'shemen snoinis, with oil made out of radishes, v'shemen dogin, with oil made out of the stomachs of fish, b'shemen b'kuyis, which is oil from gourds, b'itron v'neft, and you're allowed to use, you know, a different type of tar, kerosene. Rav Tavram, ein madlikim b'shemen zayis b'vad, you're only allowed to use shemen zayis. And he holds it's ma'akev shemen zayis. Because we spoke about it before, the Gemara says, even for the Chachamim who say all oils are mutter, but still shemen zayis is the best. Rav Tavram says, you have to use shemen zayis. Ad Kala Mishnah. And we're first going to handle the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah said that on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn Truma Temeya. The halacha is that Truma, that's Temeya, a kohen is not allowed to eat. But it's a mitzvah to burn it. Why is it a mitzvah to burn it? So Rashi explains over here, the reason why it's a mitzvah to burn it is because it's a takala, that if he keeps it around, he might eat it. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to burn it to get rid of it. Rashi also has another reason, it's all in Amar Aleph. The Rashi has another reason also made it similar to Kachim. But Kapana is a mitzvah to burn it. The halacha is, even though it's a mitzvah to burn it, you are allowed to be nena from it. You're allowed to be nena from it. So the question is, that's the halacha. Now, why the salary is like this. Ein madlikim b'shem and sreif b'yomtiv. So talking about why my time, why not? L'fisha ein sarfim kachim b'yomtiv. Because the halacha is, you're not allowed to be sarf in kachim on yomtiv. That means kachim that are mechuyev sreifa, let's say kachim or chuma, you're not allowed to burn it on yontif. Now, even though here, he's burning it because he wants fire, he wants his neiris, so here it's a tzairich, so it's not shaykhis to that, here he's doing it for tzairich, but since the lochi, now I burn kachim on yontif, it's included in that issa. That's what Rashi explains in Tapan Amud Aleph, or Chafei Amud Aleph, that since it's included in the issa of surfing kachim v'yontif, so even though you're doing it for tzairich now, it can't be You can't use it for a tzairich because ain sarfim kachim yantiv, because that's halacha. You cannot be tzairich. You can't burn kachim on yantiv. Minan emili. How do you know you can't be tzairich kachim yantiv? So, what's the shaila? You can't burn kachim yantiv because it's not tzairich yantiv. You don't make a fire for no reason. So Rashi explains, because maybe the assay of kachim, by kachim there's an assay to burn kachim, because it says be'esh tisreifu. So maybe the assay, the mitzvah's assay of esh tisreifu, should be doiche the loisasa of loisasa kol malacha. That's the Gemara's question. Let's just set this up one more time for you. The reason why you can't burn shemen tisreifu, which is shemen truma yantiv, is because it's included in the issa of sarf and kachim b'yantiv. Now the Gemara's question, now why can't you be sarf kachim on yantiv? Why can't you burn noisar on yantiv? Now, what's the havamina? So Rashi explains, because it would be a say of esh tisreifu, which would be doiche loisasa of the yantiv. Not immediately, you can't burn kachim on yantiv. Amar Chizkia, when the Gemara is going to bring down four different mekayris for this, four different sources. Amar Chizkia, v'chein tana ben Chizkia, Amar Kra, it says in the pasuk regarding noiser, v'lois asir menu ad baiker, you shouldn't leave over any of the kachim till the morning, v'noiser menu ad baiker, tisreifu. That's what it says in the pasuk. So the question is, why does it say again ad baiker, v'eish tisreifu? Why say again baiker? It says, v'noiser menu, you have to burn it the next morning. The next morning you have to burn it. Not the morning that was nicer. The next morning. Why can't you burn it the first morning? Teaches us the pasuk. There is a kasev. You can't do sreifas kachim. You can't burn kachim on yontif. That's makar number one. Abaya makra ulas shabbos b'shabbatoy. Oilus Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. Oila of Shabbos, you bring on Shabbos. Oilus Chol b'Shabbos, Oilus Chol b'Yontiv. But you can't bring Oilus Chol on Shabbos, Oilus Chol on Yontiv. An example of that would be, let's say you brought an Oila Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn the Imurim that night. You're not allowed to burn the Imurim that night. Like Rashi speaks out, you weren't Makar Erev Yontiv, you can't bring it on night. The Koshkin Kshachim Sulim Leisafinan. And of course, kachim psulim you can't burn. So here's the makar that we don't say that I say the chalaisasa, because the pasuk says le'olus chol b'shabbos le'olus chol b'yomtiv. And of course, kachim that apostle you're not allowed to burn on yomtiv. The third pshat, Rav Amar, Amakra hu levada yas lachem. It says in the pasuk regarding oichal nefesh, that's the only thing you're allowed to do yomtiv. Hu v'loy machshirim levada le'milush le'vizman adasav kavachemer machshiri oichal nefesh. Kegoyim Rashi says to make a knife or a spit or fix a tanner, you're not allowed to do on yontif because kum das kumachshirim. Another halacha is Levada teaches us that you can't have a milosh levis mana. That even though a milosh levis mana means not on the eighth day, you can't do that on yontif or on Shabbos. Even though there'll be a kavachayimah, why? Because even a milosh levis mana is doichat saras. If a baby has a nega on his makam hamila, you still let it cut it off. Because Mila is Deicha Tsaras. And we know Tsaras is Deicha Avayd. Then Avayd is Deicha Shabbos. So it should be a Kavachimer that Mila should be Deicha Shabbos. Cut Mashmal in this Pasuk that you're not Deicha. So what does it say in this Pasuk? That anything that's a Shloibah Zmana, you're not allowed to do. And since Sreifas Kachim doesn't have a Zman, therefore you cannot do it on Yontif. So that's Pshat number three. Pshat number one was from Neisar. Pshat number two was from El Shabbos Shabbatai. Pshat number three is because it's like Shloibah Zmana. Sreifas Kachim Shloibah Zmana. The fourth pshat is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, it says in the pasuk by Yontif Shabbosin. Shabbosin is a asay. Rashi says the mashma shvus boy, you should rest that day. Vahavale Yontif asay veloisase. Yontif lands up being asay and loisase. You have loisase kol malacha, and you have asay of Shabbosin. Ve'in asay, and the asay of Be'ish Tisreifu is not doiches loisase va'asay. It's not doiches loisase va'asay. So that's the fourth pshat, why you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. And again, we said that translates also to shemen chuma. Shemen, that's tameya of chuma. That you're not allowed to burn that even for yontif candles. The reason is because it's included in the iser of burning kachim on yontif.